Good evening, everyone. It's the evening of the 4th of January. I want to talk tonight about a chapter that, in all honesty, I've struggled with. More clear as I look at it, you know, later on in life, I look at things differently, and the Holy Spirit shows me things differently than when I first look at them, and that is the first chapter of James. I want to just read through it and make some comments on it. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. That's a hard, hard verse for me to understand. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You know, I can't say that I'm to that point where I count it joy when I fall into temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Well, that's another one that I've struggled with. There's been many times when I've asked God to help me on certain things, give me wisdom, and it didn't seem apparent that I got the wisdom that I asked for. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Well, I must say I waver a lot. Okay. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, I'm also guilty of being double-minded oftentimes, I must say. You know? So I'm freely admitting I'm a pretty unstable person, right? If I'm double-minded. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is soon risen with burning heat, but it withereth the grass, the flower thereof falleth, and the grass of the fashion of it perisheth, so shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Here's another tough verse. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Well, I have endured some temptations, but sometimes I've succumbed to temptations. You know? And, you know, I'll be the first to admit that as well. Verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Well, we know that Christ went through temptations in the wilderness. Satan came to him, and of course we know that Christ endured. You know, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. I can certainly relate to that one. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Well, all of those are tough verses, but then James gives us some tremendous hope in the next verse, next two verses. The next two verses make this whole chapter worth reading. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We've been talking quite a bit about God's immutability, That's what it means when it says, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Also, we see that everything that God gives us is a gift from Him. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And then verse 18, which totally refutes free will, of His own will beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So had nothing to do with what you may call your own free will, which doesn't exist. Of His own will He beget us with the word of truth. What is the word of truth? Well, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. That's another place that I'm guilty. Oftentimes I speak too quickly, and I get angry too quickly. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Well, how many times have we been into self-deception? I know I have. For if any be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, where he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man that he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed indeed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Well, all I can say is when I read through that chapter, I'm convicted on many counts, I must say. But, like I said, the two verses that make it all worthwhile is 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow turning. Of His own will beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of a first fruits of His creatures. So if we're one of His, He's beget us. If we're one of His, He's given us the gift of eternal life. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, I just wanted to go over that chapter tonight. And, you know, he says, in when they ask him how to pray, he said, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Only God can deliver us from temptation. Well, that's what's on my mind tonight. I hope you all have a good evening and a good Friday. God bless.